So this morning we're continuing our Lent series, and today it's time to play. It's quite appropriate for a family service. And we're going to be looking at three words: creativity, laughter, and children. So can we repeat that together? Creativity, laughter, and children. So our first word is?
Creativity.
Oh, okay. So God is creative. The whole world around us is testament to this. And Psalm 19 says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world." Creation is literally shouting, "Look at the one who made us." And last week, Andy spoke of how pausing to appreciate God's creation is a Sabbath experience. And in a little while, we're going to say Psalm 104 together. It's a psalm that celebrates all that God has made. But for me, the giraffe is proof enough. Consider the giraffe with me, friends. I love to imagine the joy on God's face when he was designing the giraffe. It's a thing of absolute wonder, but let's face it, slightly ridiculous proportions. I mean, have you ever seen a giraffe drink? Its neck is so long that it can't reach the ground. I'm really hoping one of the children demonstrate, because I don't think I'm flexible enough. Has anyone seen a giraffe drink? Can you come and show me how they drink, Evie? If I get down there, I might not get back up. What do they have to do? That's exactly how a giraffe is. Well done, Evie. And did you know that every giraffe's markings is as unique as our fingerprint? I mean, for me, they're just a thing of absolute wonder and one of the many things that just points to Creator God. So, Meagate Church, as we're made in God's image, we're going to get creative. But I'm not creative, I hear some of you say. Well, so those who have been following the Lent course will have discussed the fact that perhaps our understanding of creativity today has been distorted by our consumer culture and by the notion that creativity is something we do in our leisure time. But the author of Being Human, Being Church, a guy called Robert Warren, he says that to be human is to be creative. And there is an essential element of creativity in all we do. So whether you're a parent, a plumber, a teacher, you work in a factory, you're retired, you work in an office, you're a politician, athlete, clergyman, or woman, every day we engage in creativity. So with this in mind, we have a creative challenge for you all. So we're going to hand out some Play-Doh. So take one, pass it on. There we go. I do take one, pass it on. Is that okay, guys? And Matthew and Sophie are going to help me. Does anyone like to share their new creation? Peter, what have you got? An alien spacecraft. Oh, I like it. What have you made? Oh, that is genius. Did everyone hear that? We've got a mother with an extra pair of hands. Oh. That is brilliant, actually. Anyone else want to share what they've made? A snail.
Snailosaurus.
A snailosaurus. What have you got?
A lamb.
A lamb. What have we got? What have we got, Evie?
I've got a two-headed creature.
Oh. Oh, a dividing creature. Anyone else want to share what they've got?
I've got something. I'm taking inspiration from the saxophone, so I've got an alto and a bass one, sort of just linked together. Almost like the two-headed thing, but it morphed.
Ah, there we go. Soph, what have you made?
A head potato rabbit.
A head potato rabbit. Okay, what have you made? What have you made, Frankie?
A tomato that can split in half.
A tomato that breaks in half, so you don't have to cut it. I like it. Okay. So, I underestimated your creativity, guys. I have to say, I'm a bit blown away with those, especially the mum idea. But I think although we've had some very creative variations, I think probably they're all essentially based on something that already exists. You see, although we're made in God's image and we share his need to be creative, we are not the creator. Woo! Sorry, nearly popped a guitar. We are not the creator. Taking time to be creative, or simply pausing to appreciate the wonder of all God has made, it allows us to experience Sabbath rest because it gives us perspective. It reminds us that the God who placed the world on its foundation is the very same God that tells us to cast our burdens on him because he cares for us. And isn't that awesome? Over to you from there.
Hold on to your Play-Doh, guys.
We're now going to read Psalm 104, some verses from it together. And I'm going to say the first part, and then you will respond in the blue part.
Last, proper belly laugh. So one thing that always makes me laugh is a memory with Matthew. I probably should have asked him if I could share this. But when he was about 3, we were in Marks and Sparks. We happened to be in the part of Marks and Sparks where you go to if you need a pair of underwear that's going to hold it all in. And out of nowhere, Matthew came out with, "I like big butts and I cannot lie." I kid you not. So, whilst preparing for today, I've been reflecting a lot on the subject of laughter. And I've realised that in all the busyness of life, I so often forget to laugh. The children will say something funny, but rather than take it as a precious moment to store away and treasure, I'm too busy hurrying them out of the door. And that moment and the laughter is lost. And you know, sometimes it's busyness of my own making. I'm distracted by my thoughts, my internal to-do list or my phone, things that could actually just wait. And on the Sabbath, God modelled to us the importance of pausing, of making space to take in the things around us and appreciate the good. Just last week, Andy reminded us to just stop and take in God's beautiful creation. And isn't there such beauty in the little moments of each day? And yet, so often I know I miss them because I'm busy doing grown-up stuff. Have you heard the saying that laughter is the best medicine? Yes. So that actually comes from the Bible. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Guys, we were made to laugh. It's an anatomical fact. And it's been scientifically proven to be good for us. It improves your oxygen intake. It stimulates your heart, your lungs, your muscles. It increases the release of endorphins. They're those feel-good hormones in your brain. It's been shown to improve your immune system, reduce your stress levels, and aid muscle relaxation. And it's beneficial to heart function. So it is literally good for your heart. The one that made us knows just what we need. So guys, we're going to do that together now. We're going to laugh together. I hope you all became prepared for it with a joke. But just in case you didn't, if anyone's lacking, I have a bowl of jokes here. I can't vouch for the quality, but they're here if we need them. And rather than like a clapometer, you know when you do a clapometer, the louder you clap, the more you like whatever's happening. We're going to do a laughometer. Okay, so the funnier you find the joke, the louder I want you to laugh. Okay? So, wait a minute, because some people might have bought their own jokes. So, who wants to tell the first joke? We've got Jonathan over here from Malayo.
I kept on wondering why the frisbee was coming closer and closer, and then it hit me.
That's a good run. Woo!
Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the other side.
Oh, you got your one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
No need to cry. It's only a joke.
Okay, why is six scared of seven? Because 7, 8, 9.
Sophie's got one. Go on, Sophie.
Creative, you're full of wonder and delight. You laugh, you play, you explore the world in a carefree manner. I remember when I was growing up and Saturday night, you'd been friends with children, and I remember we'd be laughing so much because of how they played and all the funny things that they did. The simplicity of their approach to life, they were so simple. Children are worry-free because they trust in their adults. And we as children of God have been created by God for creativity and laughter and to trust in Him. To enjoy life rather than seeing life as a problem to be solved. Jesus, in the passage we've just read, says, become like children. In a way like, wow, take the pressure off yourself. Become like children. Play, laugh, be silly. For this is our Sabbath gift, creativity. Laughter, children. And we have received the grace of being called children of God because we have believed and received Him. In the book that we've been reading over the Sabbath period, the writer would say, rediscovering how to play and becoming childlike, not childish, should be our approach to life. It puts us in touch with many secrets of the kingdom of God. So all of us, we're invited today, we're invited as a way of life to be those Sabbath children. Let the child in us come out. No matter how old we are, let us laugh, let us create, let us play. Let us be the children that God wants us to be. Let us choose to enjoy the Sabbath of our very being, children of God. So each one of us is a child. Let us be that child. Let us take the heaviness off and trust in our Heavenly Father the way the children trust in their adults to take care of them. Amen. So we're going to have the offertory hymn now. We're going to have the offertory.